What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Dude, I'm about ready to start filming like 15 videos a week.
15 videos a week?
Yeah. Honestly.
That's a ton. Is it? I mean, I guess it's possible.
It's not, but
that's more than two videos a day.
Dude, honestly, I would film 45 videos a day.
45 videos a day.
I really want to start making videos again.
I have, what's that shit called? Withdrawals. I'm having video making withdrawals.
Yeah, same.
I mean, even though we did just make a video that's going up probably, I think, today when this podcast comes out.
Yeah, I just want to make 15 more right now.
Right now, you want to make 15 more?
Yeah. I mean, do we have all of these ideas written out? It's just like I want to get going.
I know.
But.
Stop petting your leg. The mic's probably picking that up.
I don't think it is. I'm not petting it that loud. I'm petting my leg because all the squats I've been doing, but we'll talk about that later.
All right.
I'm just trying to give it like a massage.
Yeah, you know, you don't sound like a douchebag at all. You sound like a really cool, classy dude.
I'm just trying to calm it down, bro.
Okay.
Because it's like raging with like muscular growth.
Oh my God.
Because all the squats I've been doing.
So how's life in Jersey? Another week.
Oh yeah, we're still in Jersey.
We are still in Jersey.
I mean, kind of obviously, we're not going anywhere.
We're going absolutely nowhere, as everyone else is. So hopefully you guys have been doing well and you're not going anywhere.
Guys, there's absolutely no way that it's been a full week since we've recorded our last podcast. It's probably been 4 hours.
That's what it feels like.
When I sat down to record earlier, I was like, I know we just did this 2 days ago.
That was
like,
actually,
I really felt that.
That was 7 days ago.
Anyone else's days blending? Anyone who's listening?
Oh, no, Grayson, yeah, probably no sure. one. Probably no one at all.
Yeah,
no,
come on. That's no all ones like, are definitely.
I was just trying to be relatable, guys.
Come on. It's like when people say, hey, do you guys remember this toy from when I was younger? It's like, well, yeah, it's a humongous toy. Of course we remember it. Grayson, it's not just you.
What kind of toy? Like a big Rubik's Cube or something?
Big Rubik's Cube? No, it'd be like those Hot Wheels tracks. And it'll be like, man, am I the only one that had this? Uh-oh. And then people will be like, no, of course you're not the only one that had it.
It's like that 16-year-old dude who tweets that he loves pizza so he can get favorites.
Yeah.
It's like,
which is me when I was 16.
We've all been there.
It's fucking disgusting.
Yo, who else's favorite character in Backyard Against was Pablo? Obviously, that's the most relatable thing.
Mine was Tyrone, so.
That's a great tweet.
I couldn't relate.
Oh my God, that honestly is. I'm going to tweet it and see who else.
Tweet it right now.
That's a very funny tweet.
Pablo was great, but you know who's rare? Austin the Kangaroo.
Austin, bro.
I think they need to start rerunning that show. I think I would honestly watch it now.
Dude, maybe we can fucking buy the episodes and we can watch a season.
That was the fucking show, dude. For Ethan and I, we had preschool at this church and we would get picked up by like our great aunt at noon? And then the show would air at like noon 30. I also say noon 30. I don't say 12:30. And the show would air at noon 30 every week and we would just run to that fucking couch. And we'd miss the intro and we'd be so upset. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was just the theme song, but I get so bent out of shape.
That was when the kitchen room used to be the living room.
Yeah, everybody who's listening to the podcast knows that.
All right.
They can all relate
changes,
to listen.
My mom does like, my mom always changes around her houses and stuff that she usually will buy a house that's like in very poor condition and then make it like nicer, but it always just takes a long time. But I don't know. I always love the houses that my mom has and our family's had. But she changed the kitchen and the living room. And you know this was a long time ago because it's when the living room... No, it's when the kitchen was the living room. So that was like the beginning
of
the time.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just...
We're going so insane that we are about to rent a season of Backyardigans to watch after we stop recording this podcast. And if you guys don't know what Backyardigans are, I'm sorry you didn't have it.
Your friends.
Yeah, I've never seen an episode, man.
I feel kind of bad about it.
Oh, no, dude. Well, not, I, it's, not.
Well, you know what, Ryan? I feel bad about it because you didn't have a childhood.
Well, I might have to rent it
did.
Or buy
His
it,
His childhood
too.
Was just earlier than ours.
Yeah, I'm very old.
Yeah, he's really... He's really...
Ryan, you're 76, right?
He's really old, guys.
Yeah, back in the 50s, we had cartoons, but we didn't have Backyardigans, unfortunately.
I actually met Ryan through my great-grandfather.
Yes.
So
Chuck, what a good guy he was. I love Chuck.
All right, what are we, dude, what are we talking about?
You know, we're talking about everything. I don't know, you guys are in Jersey. You filmed a lot. You act like you didn't film, but you guys put like 40 hours of work into a video coming up.
Yeah, we look, he did that. Fucking Grayson asked me if I could help him out with something. That's how it started. He said, yo, can you just help me out with something? And I'm thinking like, yeah, it's going to take like 10 minutes max. And it ended up taking 47 hours of like actual work. So like 7 days of just fucking
like scooping. 6 a.m. Yeah, 6 a.m. to like 10 p.m. for a long time.
All right, I don't want to give the video away. But Grayson and I'd be scooping dirt for like 7 days in a row. And thank you, Grayson. That was amazing.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. You can't lie.
It's a good workout.
You can't lie. You felt really good when it was done.
I kind of did.
Dude, that's like the best feeling ever. The rewarding feeling of finishing something. Like making something complete that was once just an idea. And I think that's why Ethan and I do what we do. And we've always been into video creation is because... we've always chased that feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah, finishing feels great. It's a great feeling. So,
yeah. No, but we were talking about this earlier today, Ethan and I. We were like, dude, remember in school how, like in school we were pretty good students and I guess like relatively smart, but I think that the reason I had good grades was because I just was such a tryhard.
Yeah, you were a tryhard. I was a tryhard too.
Like I had really bad dyslexia when I was little. I think I got better, if that makes any sense, because I just practice at reading. It's still awful. Like I read way too slow to not get pissed off at myself. So I just listen to podcasts and audiobooks instead.
But just like a lot of people that are probably here right now. So what's up?
Yeah.
I hate books too.
Actually, I don't even listen to audiobooks. Fuck that. I just listen to podcasts only. But I remember just being such a tryhard in school. Like studying on the toilet, that was my shit, no pun intended. I would always do that. I think that was the only place I studied, and it's because I'm there for a long time.
Grayson, can I just let them in on a little backstory real quick?
Yeah.
Grayson had a fear of pooping in school. Like it was like terrible to the point where, dude, you went to therapy for it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So Grayson was afraid of shitting outside of the house, and school was, I mean, it happened every day, and that was outside of the house, so... he was always afraid to go to school because he thought he was going to have to shit. So Grayson would wake up probably an hour earlier than me every single day before school and just sit on the toilet and just hope for the best. Yeah. And if nothing came out, he'd fucking panic before school.
Yeah, it was bad. I've always had like weird paranoia things. And that was one of them. I always thought that like if I went to the bathroom, you know, number two at school, then kids would think I was weird and not want to be my friend, which is so fucking stupid. I don't know. I've actually made friends by taking... number two.
How the fuck did that happen?
Well, I was in a
stall. Yeah, I was gonna say.
I was in a stall, and I was just going off. I was popping off, dude. No, that didn't happen. No, but I do like I'll. Now it's completely different because when I was younger, I was deathly afraid of like going to the bathroom in public, and now I kind of like, dude, the airport. This might be gross, but fuck it. I'm just gonna say it. I'm just like a dude for this. I'll like purposely go to the bathroom really loud in the airport because all the stalls are lined up. Well, not nowadays. I don't go to the airport because it's dangerous. But when the airport was a good old place, I used to go to the bathroom really loud. Well, I don't like to go on the plane. Actually, plane bathrooms aren't that bad.
But dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. Okay,
you are really going at it.
This is the story, dude. I'll go to the bathroom really loud, but I'll be like by myself. Just to get a Snapchat like of it, like of the sound, and then like get someone's reaction because it's funny. And then I send it to all my friends on Snapchat. So basically I make friends through that now. When I didn't want to do that when I went to school because I was afraid that people
would want to be my friend. No, Grayson, that is extreme character growth and I'm really proud of you.
It is.
That's like the weirdest form of character growth.
It is. But I'm glad that made a 180 in my life because I was always very afraid to do that. But I want to get back on the track to being a tryhard in school and how that has to do with why we are like still kind of tryhards with these video projects that we do. And I thought of a story today that was really like, I don't know, I thought it was pretty cool. And I I don't know how I remembered it. It was like tucked in the back of my head. But in fourth grade, we had a health project, which everyone knows fourth grade health is like not even graded. But we had to do a play in front of our class, and you got in groups of four. And I remember it was Sunday night, and I remembered that we had to put together this play. And it was like a 1 minute thing where you go in the front of the class and you explain how like adding a nutritious food to your diet can make you healthier. And I started panicking. I was like, dude, whoa. And I called everyone that was in my group. I called their house and their mom answered and I was really nervous. And then I asked to speak to them. And then I was like, hey, did you do anything for this? And they all said no. So then I was like, oh my God, dad, I need to like write a script for a play for health. And he was like, all right, calm down. Like you could do it. And so I started writing the script and halfway through it, I started getting really confused. I was like, then he has to talk after me. And then I have to label who's going to talk next. And I started getting like, I started panicking. And I told my dad, I was like, I can't do it. And he's like, sure you can. And he walked downstairs with four highlighters because there was four people in my group. And he said, here, each one of you guys is going to be a different color. Highlight who's talking and go through the thing and make sure that it makes sense as a conversation when you're writing the script. So I'm like 9 years old, and of course I didn't know how to like make a conversation make sense with four different people as I was writing. It was the first time I ever done it. But my dad simply explaining that to me helped me through creating this little play for health class. And that was the first time that I ever wrote a script, and I've written scripts for certain things since then.
Yeah, since then you've written a script. Well, you've written a full outline for a music video and a documentary.
And I did the highlighter thing, and that was just a simple thing. My dad like calmed me down, and he told me, here, son, just do this. And it was just like, it was cool. I remember that today. And then going back to the try hard thing, when we got to class and we had health class that day, that Monday, because this was Sunday night that I wrote it, everybody else was unprepared. I guess everybody else forgot about it. And my group was the only group that had prepared. Well, I prepared because I was a tryhard. And the teacher pulled me into the hallway and gave us an A++. So
that was a good grade.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's just like it's a cute little story I remembered that I wanted to share. And that was the first script that I ever wrote.
Yeah, and Grayson was performing his little thing in health class while squeezing a shit in the whole time because he was deathly afraid of shit in.
which is not healthy.
Some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom. They come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Speaking about healthy, though, dude, I've been kind of proud of myself. So when this quarantine thing happened, I was nervous for a couple reasons, like just like what the fuck is going to happen with making videos and everything. And then, you know, we've adapted to that. But one thing that you can't really adapt to is just like sitting around and having all this food in front of your face and not being tempted to eat it. So that was like my biggest fear. I'm like, dude, I'm going to just eat like an asshole every single day. Like I'm not going to have anything to distract myself. I love food way too much. I'm panicking. But to my surprise, I'm actually making myself really proud. I'm actually eating healthier now that I'm in the quarantine. I don't know. I guess I just took time to really try to feel good about something every single night that I put my head on my pillow. Even if it's just like something as little as, oh wow, I ate healthy today. So alongside eating healthy and everything, I've also made it a goal to try to work out or get some sort of exercise every single day. And it has kept me sane. It's been raining the past 2 days here, so I haven't been able to get outside and I was freaking out. But today, got my workout in and I feel great.
I feel good too. Right now I'm full on salad. So you know that.
It's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling. I'm full on healthy greens and such. And I got two workouts in today. One of them this morning by myself.
Oh, sorry.
I was very lonely. Well, Ethan actually decided to join me. Well, I actually joined him. I was like, yeah, I'm going to join onto your workout today so that we can sync up and start working out together.
Well, you know what, Grayson? That was my that was my workout, and you're lucky that I let you join.
All right. Well, the only reason you're going to work out every day is because you're going to work out with me. I'm holding you to it. I've been easily working out every day.
The challenge
is
on.
You just decided that today. And you come on here acting like, oh, I've been working out every day. No, you haven't. I've been working out every day.
I just want to say, you do the weirdest workouts of all time. I walk outside and Grayson's like holding himself up on the pull-up bar and like doing like a 360 in the air with his legs bent and his ass facing my face. And
do you want to know
why? Try not to shit.
Oh my God. You want to know why I do those weirdest workouts?
Why?
Because it keeps it fun. Mm. I think that keeping your workouts fun and different and trying new things is the only way that you're going to, for me, is the only way that I'm going to be able to continue to consistently work out and stay active and healthy.
Yeah. Let me just say something real quick that kind of like reminds me, like every time I've ever tried to consistently eat healthy or consistently work out, I get on like a health kick. A lot of people have probably been on one at one point in their life because they get like motivated and they're like, I've done this for 3 days. I'm going to keep going. And I always burn myself out because I just exert way too much in like the first week. Yeah. And like, I get to the point where like life isn't really enjoyable anymore. And it's the only thing I'm thinking about. So like, it's better to just do little by little and just make sure that you do it every day versus do a lot one day. And then you start to burn out and then you stop doing it after like a week. So with these fun workouts that Grayson's been putting me through, I'm like really interested in working out again. And it's something that I could definitely do every day. It's not even like a workout anymore. It's more like a hobby. It's weird. It's like a sport. It's like we're trying to progress and like learn different body movements and shit. And like it's fun.
Well, for me, fortunately, I've just become obsessed with this. Mm. Like everyone has like a weird hobby or an obsession that they like binge watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
but like we've been there before. We've been obsessed with working out and then we just quit after like, and we'll like literally quit for two months.
But I'm currently obsessed with the type of workouts that I'm doing now. Mm. So I've put down all weights. I don't touch any weights because I had too many injuries from lifting it too heavy and trying to get big and all that stuff. And I just found that it was,
and it's not
kinda,
fun.
It wasn't fun. It was counterproductive. I was hurting myself and then I was staying out of the gym for a prolonged period of time. And then the longer you're out of the gym, the less motivation you have to get back in it.
Yeah. We've also eliminated gym too. So the only thing that we work out with is a pull-up bar outside. And then the rest is just like on the ground, push-ups, sit-ups, all like just body movements.
So we can do it wherever we are, which is another thing is, convenience.
Yeah,
like we don't have to drive to a gym.
It doesn't have to be a headache. It doesn't have to be like shitty.
And before I had the bar, I want to say I was doing it on a tree. Yeah. So you really can just do it anywhere. And so the type of workouts that we do are called calisthenics. Calisthenics is, I guess, the practice of just moving your body freely through different positions and stuff like that. And that's what you're working towards, is to be able to kind of move your body through like all these.
Basically do like superhuman shit.
Yeah.
Like hang from a tree with one arm with your toes above your head. And that is not an NBD. That is something that we're going to be able to do.
Yes.
When
we keep practicing.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about this is that it's not easy for me to just get right into. Mm. With lifting, I was like, all right, like I'm naturally pretty strong. I can just go lift a bunch of weight. And then as I try to put more weight on, I just hurt myself.
What's the weirdest workout you do? You do some weird fucking things. I haven't tried them all yet. Can you take me through a weird ass one tomorrow?
You did it. You copied me and did it. You did it with like not as good form.
Oh, cool. Okay, cool. That's because I never fucking done it before.
That is a pretty like offensive name and I want to change the name to it.
What's the name?
It's called Skin the Cat, which is like, I don't know where
it came. That's not vegan at all.
I don't know where it came from, but I didn't come up with it. And I personally don't like the name at all.
I love cats.
Me too.
Dude, you do not fuck with cats. Not even if it's the name of your workout.
Yeah, don't fuck with cats. So I want to rename that workout, but it's basically when you go from like a hanging thing on the rings, you're just free hanging, then you go into like an L-sit, and then you go upside down and then touch your knees from a back lever and then forward to a front lever.
All right, no one knows what the fuck that is, Grayson. It just looks goofy as hell. I think I have it on my Snapchat story right now. So if you want to check that out, you can go to my Snapchat. But I probably won't have it on my story by the time you're listening to this, unless you're fast enough. Keep up with my Snapchat every day. I'll Snapchat the fucking weird shit that we do working out, just, and hopefully it entertains you. And maybe if you want to try some of it to keep yourself busy during this quarantine, then go for it.
something that the quarantine has pushed me to do workout wise, because I regularly work out almost daily because I kind of need it in my life. I need it to like de-stress. If I have a lot going on, which I normally do, I like to keep myself busy. I needed a thing to help me like simmer down.
It has to be the best stress reliever.
Yeah.
Working out, I don't think anything gets better than that.
I don't either. And it's healthy. Mm-hmm. So that's a bonus.
Something to feel good about when you put your head on your pillow at night.
But something that I've been doing is not neglecting certain workouts that I've always just thought were like boring or unnecessary. One of them being squats. So for me, I just always like to do upper body workouts and I would like ignore the rest. I never hit legs. I know it sounds douchey, but some people listening might have only really ever done squats and not done upper body. And I think that I'm proud of myself right now for
you trying to get that peach going.
Yeah, for trying to do something that I've known is not good for me. I mean, that I've known is good for me, but I've always not done it. So I have committed, and I did this with a friend of mine, to doing 333 squats per day. Now that is a very high amount of squats. I can barely walk at the moment. I'm getting less sore as the days go on.
Are you challenging everyone listening to do a squat challenge?
So if you guys are listening and you want to get in on the squat challenge, you can do it. You just really have to hold yourself accountable. And to hold myself accountable, if I don't complete the squats, then I have to do 3 3-minute and 33-second plank holds, right, which I completely
hate. Here's the ultimatum. If someone listening completes the squat challenge, Grayson.
No, don't challenge someone to do that. You can get hurt. You can get hurt if you.
And it doesn't have to be that many squats. As long as you're doing squats every single day.
It could be 33 squats if you're just starting out.
Multiple people are going to complete this challenge, Grayson. And here's the catch. If 50 people complete this challenge, you have to post a photo of your juicy 333 squat challenge.
Yeah, that big old peach.
All right, well,
you got to post a booty pic, bro.
I'm doing the challenge for 30.
It's only right.
I'm doing the challenge for 30 days.
30 days?
So after that, my cake needs some time, bro, because it needs to get lifted because I've never, ever done squats in my life.
Got
to
shape that thing up.
So now I'm doing 333 a day, and that's something I feel really good about when I go to bed. It's also a little bit like psychotic, and I have a little bit of OCD about it, so I have to do that certain number. But
well, that's good.
It's good.
I'm excited for the end of the month now. I'm ready to see that big old peach.
But something that, I don't know, kind of stood out to me.
Bro, wait, how did you just come up with the rule that I have to post a booty pic?
Well, I feel like it's only right.
He's looking at me right now. He goes, here's the catch. You have to post a booty pic. What the fuck? I was just doing this for me.
It goes hand in hand, though. No, it does go hand in hand, bro. It goes cheek in cheek. Dude, you have to post a picture because if you're going to challenge people to do something, why should they have to do it just because you fucking say so?
Okay.
Yeah,
there's
got to
be something on the line for you, bro.
All right, guys. So pick a number that you're physically confident in.
We're gonna pick the number. It's 33. 33 squats a day for 30 days. Actually, is that too low?
For some people, that might be too low. For some people, that might be regular. That's the glory of working out, is there's always room to progress.
All right, so if you do one squat a day, Grayson's got to post an ass pic.
Wow.
All right, try to pick a number that's challenging for you. But
no, you pick the fucking number.
But not too much. No, it's not, dude. I can't just say that because if people started doing 333 squats a day, me telling them to do that is like
Grayson saying, hey, go and ask. Grayson sounds like that gym teacher. He's like, don't hurt yourself.
I honestly don't want to because, dude, if you try to do as many pull-ups as me, weighted pull-ups, your skinny little arms would crack. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll see about that.
That's what I was trying to get at, Ethan.
Yeah, we'll see about that. So
everyone's at a different level. Do a challenging number of squats per day and then stay to that number for a full month.
Guys, here's what
I guarantee you will feel great.
And here's what I want to challenge you guys to do. Every single day during this quarantine and, you know, after this quarantine too, make it a thing from now because of this quarantine and there's nothing really else to do. Do one thing every single day that is going to make you feel good when you put your head on your pillow at night. So you can sleep peacefully knowing that you improved that day. And I know it sounds cheesy, sounds kind of simpish, but I don't know. I have trouble when I'm like, I didn't do shit with my day. And like, I can't sleep then.
Even so, if like, it's brushing your teeth an extra time that day.
Literally. You're like, oh, I did that. Let's go.
Or like not eating a sweet treat and eating a vegetable or something like that.
Yeah. Anything. Just anything that you could feel good about that is going to make you a better person. How about that? That's good.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas Podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique,
making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas Podcast from Capital Group. Available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
I was going to say, when it comes to like feeling good, one thing that we haven't really discussed on the podcast, and I get a ton of messages about this, is you guys and music, what you listen to, maybe new artists, your go-to, you know, all that stuff with the quarantine. Music is so big right now. So
yeah,
I figured that'd be kind of a good discussion.
Dude, that's true. I've been listening to a lot of music lately, and it's helping me escape for sure. That's what I always listen to music for, kind of an escape. I never really listen to music to not like feel anything. I'm very, very picky with what I listen to. I think just because I tie it to like so much like either nostalgia or like it, the lyrics have to be like so crazy that I just have to think about them for a full week until I understand them. And then I'm like, wow, like I just want to get like, I want it to get me thinking. But what's going to be a nostalgic album for me around this time is The Weeknd's new album, because I have been listening to that literally every day. And right when I think that I can't listen to it anymore, I can just listen to it another time. Like there hasn't been an album like that for me in a while. And that's doing it for me right now.
Yeah. There is there's something different about that album.
Yeah.
I was big into The Weeknd, like, was it 4 years ago with Trilogy when we got into it? Trilogy, I know, is older than that.
No, it was 5 years ago.
Wow. And then 2014. And then Beauty Behind the Madness, that was a great album too.
Missed us with Starboy for sure. I wasn't really on board with that one. I don't know why I didn't really listen. I feel like because, I don't know, I get so weird when a lot of people just start listening to like a certain artist or whatever that I just like, I'm like, everyone's listening to this. I'm overwhelmed. I'm
kind of like an asshole for that. Like I'll like someone when they're really underground, and then when they get mainstream, I kind of like, I get like, oh, they used to be my artist. You know what I mean? Like no one knew about it. I guess some people can relate to that feeling. Mm. But like I'm not the type of person to ever have the radio on or a pop station or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That. Like I always listen to things that like I discover and that do something for me. But this new Weeknd album
does it. I like how he talks about like going home and like feeling more himself.
Yeah,
that shit is like I'm doing that right now, and I put it on and I'm listening to that and I'm like, holy shit, like this is my life right now. So yeah.
Like Snowchild is about, I mean, there's Snowchild, there's Escape LA. I mean, a lot of his songs he talks about going back home where he's from in Canada and being back home in Jersey where I'm from. It's just it literally came out at the perfect time.
Like you could hear his like, he's like speaking his truth on this album, which is really cool. And I think he could only do that in his hometown. And that's how I kind of feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's cool to listen to right now. What else have we been listening to?
I mean, I always listen to Tame Impala. I think every day for like 2 years straight, I've been listening to Tame Impala. Maybe there's some days where I don't have it on, but like, it's very rare that I don't have them on my playlist when I get in the car or when I'm making coffee with breakfast and stuff like that. Like I always have to be listening to music, and it always has to be enhancing my mood in some way or another. Mm-hmm. And even if it's making me feel more sad. Yeah. Sometimes I put music on when I'm sad to just get to feel even more of that emotion.
Yeah. One of my favorite artists, one time I was watching an interview, or maybe they were playing on a radio station. It's a band, and the lead singer, he said something about how like, he's like, thank you for listening to our music and feeling something with us, whether it's happy, excited or sad, like thank you for like coming along. And I was like, that's really cool how like he thanked his fans for feeling like sad because of him, which is like very strange. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, because it's like, hey, I made you sad, thank you for letting me know. But it's like, I don't know, if he was feeling sad and someone felt that with him because he was just being who he was, that is definitely like a surreal feeling to him. And I after he said that, I was like, wow, I've experienced that too. And I was able to relate to that. Like I've always felt guilty for being like down and talking about my feelings and stuff on social media, because I didn't want other people to get upset from it or get triggered. But the fact that he kind of like just accepted that that was a thing and that was going to happen, and then thanked his audience for that, was really fucking cool. And I looked up to him for that. And for many other reasons. The person I'm talking about is Ben from Band of Horses, the lead singer. And that has been my favorite band for as long as I can remember, maybe like 5 years.
Yeah, me too.
Who would be in your Mount Rushmore I feel like I already know the answer, but you know, like the top four faces of like your music, if you had a pick.
Damn.
All right. So Kid Cudi would definitely be there. That's a no-brainer for both of us. Yeah. Correct, Ethan?
Another no-brainer is Ben Bridwell from Band of Horses.
Kevin Parker. From Tame Impala.
Oh, gosh. Who's the last one?
It's so cool thing. I've never like thought of that way to put it. But now I can see all their faces in stone, and it looks fucking epic.
Cudi looks good. I can picture Cudi.
Yeah, he's got his sunglasses on, his astronaut helmet.
Yes, he definitely does.
Or he's got the mustache, bro. That was a legendary phase.
Yeah, you tried to copy him a little bit there, didn't you?
Yeah, maybe.
Dude, who the fuck is the fourth one?
That's such a good question, Ryan. Writing-wise, I don't understand how those three guys that we just mentioned do it.
Yeah.
The way that Cudi writes from so deep in his emotions and from his soul is insane.
Yeah. The way that Ben writes is, it's so poetic that you can interpret it in like 10 million ways, and every single way that you can interpret it will give you chills. You're like, how did he fucking think of that? How did he put that into words? And also, it's like, what does this mean? At what place was he at in his life, in his mind, that he wrote something this insane?
And something really cool about him, I've done some research. He talked about how he like kind of lacked
a talent
and then also an education. Mm-hmm. Like he didn't have like the proper education.
Yeah.
And he was never educated properly through like school system and stuff like that. And just the way that he writes, for someone to never have had a proper education, the ways that he's able to express himself in words is one of the most fucking mind-blowing things. Dude, I try to write poetry every once in a while just for myself, like at night, because I want to be able to look back on it and just talk about it. I just write about how I feel and stuff like that, and I get so like, I get cringed out.
Dude, something that he said one time.
Because I think about him and I'm like, how the fuck do you write that? And Kevin Parker too from Tame Impala.
Before we get into that, because there's a lot to be said about that, another thing that I heard from an interview of with Band of Horses was that he didn't know how to sing at first, and he has one of the coolest voices I've ever heard in my life. So because he loved music so much, he wanted to get involved in music. He taught himself how to sing. He taught himself how to play instruments. But like, teaching yourself how to sing, like, that's fucking crazy. That's something that like you kind of have to be born with a voice a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if your voice sounds like mine, it's never going to fucking be good.
But dude, he sings in the most unique way.
Yeah.
He did his own way. I think everyone can kind of pull it off. And I think that's the coolest thing about pretty much all my top artists. They don't like go crazy falsetto with vibrato and shit like that. And their range isn't all over the place. They have just come up with the smoothest and coolest way to sing with their voice box that they were born with.
Yeah.
And because of that, all of their voices are so unique to them. You will never hear anyone similar.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking cool. And that gives me chills every time I think about it.
The reason why I think it's so cool is because I remember back in the Vine days, a lot of people, it was like a trend to call a lot of the Viners who just made skits and stuff, it was a trend to call them talentless. And in my personal opinion, I think that it is one of the most rare talents that someone could have if they weren't necessarily born with any like crazy skills, but were still able to make something of themselves to the point where they were in front of that person's face who was calling them talentless. It's like, hey, I'm here. You know what I mean? Maybe I wasn't born with the ability to sing, but like, hey, I did it. You know what I mean?
And I'm not,
that's a talent in and of itself.
I'm not stripping anybody in the music industry of their accomplishments. I understand how hard it is. It's another art form that I can't even wrap my head around.
Oh, and even if you can sing, you can't just stop there. You have to be progressing every single day.
But to me, I have a lot of appreciation for people that were born without the ability to sing or never started an instrument early enough or did something that, you know, was labeled as a talent. People say, oh, this person has a talent, they can play the piano, or this person can sing, they're talented. I think it's, and I really appreciate the people that have made it in an industry that involves an art that weren't born with any of those natural abilities.
Yeah.
Like if someone who was born without the ability to, I don't know, to sing or do things that people like really like publicly and stuff like that, made it in front of people's eyes. That to me is fucking dope.
Yeah. And maybe I just gravitated towards those artists because a lot of people have called Grayson and I talentless, but
yeah,
I don't know. It could be that, but I don't know. I just have a different level of respect for someone who doesn't have a like cliche talent.
Yeah. I would say that all like Cuddy, Kevin, and Ben, to me, top three voices.
Yeah.
Top 10. There's some guys out there like Chris Cornell, fucking one of the best voices ever. I can name
Bruno Mars, smooth as shit.
Bruno Mars, holy fuck. Miguel, fuck, dude. Those guys, their voices are insane, and there is no doubt in my mind that they practiced all day and night and put their 10,000 hours in to be able to sing like that and that smooth.
For sure.
But who's your fourth? I'm still waiting on your fourth.
Dude, I'm thinking. But listen back to what
I'm trying to figure. I gotta figure out a fourth, bro. I'm gonna go through my library.
We didn't talk about Kevin. We talked about Cuddy. We talked about Ben. Kevin Parker from Tame Impala. His way of writing. Oh God, it just blows my mind. Also,
yeah.
Because he more so I think tells a story, where Cuddy's like he just talks about himself. Ben.
In the coolest way possible.
In the coolest way possible.
So, Cuddy talks about problems.
Sorry, I played that down like a fucking. Dude, I'm sorry.
Dude, how the fuck did you play that down?
Dude, Cuddy is like a lord, dude.
Cuddy's a god.
I don't even know if Cuddy is real at this point. He obviously is, but I don't.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know, man. I've never seen him in the flesh. he's insane. Like, what Cuddy does is he puts every feeling that you could possibly have that you have no clue how to explain into the perfect words. And he's not afraid to do it. He said, fuck it, whatever. Fuck all these rap stereotypes. I'm not rapping about girls. I'm not rapping about money. I'm going to rap about my fucking feelings. Dude, that should give me chills. Talk about
gangster, bro.
Bro, are you fucking kidding me? Do you know how many like people have probably like shamed him in the rap community? That is the most like bizarre thing you could possibly do as a rap artist. And people will look at you like, what the fuck are you doing? Just because you absolutely do not fit in at all at that point. And he didn't give a fuck. He just kept doing him, bro.
And he was one of the first to ever do that. I mean, I don't know if that's the truth, but he was the first to ever fucking do it in my eyes.
Yeah. All right. We have to get our fourth. Who's our fourth?
Damn.
Dude, fourth is always so tough.
Honestly, like, I really like Miguel a lot.
Mm-hmm. I know you do. We should do top albums right after this.
Really it's so hard, it's so hard to put a fourth.
Or maybe we can do top albums another episode.
Yeah, we should do that another episode. I feel like the top three. It was funny because you guys banged that out so easily. You know, it's like boom, boom, boom.
Dude, there's definitely a fourth. There's definitely a fourth. Let us get back to you on that one.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we can continue this when we do the album thing. We can add this onto there.
Like I really like because of memories and stuff and like this is like. I like heavily bonded with my dad over Foo Fighters music. Dave Grohl could be up there.
Yeah,
he could. It's hard.
We have to. I just feel like so many people are tied for fourth. I got to get the fourth one, and I'll get back to all you guys on that one.
Some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom; they come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
You know what? I've always had a top three. I've never been able to get the fourth, dude.
Yeah, why is that harder than the first?
I don't know, dude, but you know what I've also never been able to do?
What's that?
Come up with something on this planet that has never been done before. I have failed every single time we've played this game. Guys, we're about to play a game called Never Been Done, NBD. And we basically try to come up with a scenario that has never happened on the entire face of this planet for as long as it has existed.
And you gotta remember, dinosaurs, they were here millions of years ago. You know, there's somewhere around, I actually don't know the number. How many billions?
A lot.
How many billions of people are on this planet? 7.3?
7 billion.
I think, yeah, between 7 and 8. So think about how many people that is, and then think about how many things people do in their lifetimes, and then think about something that has never been done. But it can't be too specific. So to keep it general, I would say that there has been no kid that has shown up to school every single day of the year, the full school year, wearing only one color every single day. And then the last color that he wore was just a bunch. And then the last day of school, he wore an outfit with every single fucking color on the color wheel on his body.
Bro, I think that that last bit got a little specific.
It got too specific.
It's not, dude. It's not, bro. He switched it up the last fucking day. Bro.
Every color?
Every day, he goes, every day I'm wearing red. And then the next day, and then the last day of school, right when you think he's going to wear red, motherfucker wears pink, purple, blue, white, green, orange, black, yellow.
I could see this definitely happening with someone wearing black every single day of the school year.
Yeah, yeah. Black, and then one day wearing white. Every single day of
the
school year.
And then the last day, he wears a fucking tie-dye. Because he doesn't give a fuck anymore. He's graduated.
I could see it.
Dude, yeah, he or she is you guys graduated. Actually they don't give a fuck anymore.
Some school years are shrunk too. You know, a lot of snowstorms, a lot of things happen.
This school year.
Quarantine.
Which,
yeah,
shout out to anybody who got a shrunken school year and wasn't able to go to a prom or something or a graduation. I'm sending love your way. I'm sorry that you were stripped of that, but I promise you.
And when this is over, have the best graduation party of all time.
Yes, but I promise you, life gets fucking good. Always, every single day. Every single day is a blessing, and life keeps getting good.
And you're going to have a lot of amazing events happen in your life that are going to be the best memories of all time.
Yeah.
What hasn't been done, Grayson?
Yeah, what do you think hasn't been done?
I think that no one at the beach has ever fed a flock of a bunch of seagulls. Like, you know how people like will feed seagulls or they leave a chip bag out? No one has ever at the beach fed a flock of seagulls split pea soup.
Hmm. That's definitely tough.
That is, because here's the thing. They had to feed the seagulls, right? The seagulls couldn't have just like raided their fucking cooler.
Well, the seagulls are fed in that scenario, but bro, like, do seagulls even like split pea soup?
They like everything. I think seagulls would eat anything that somebody acts like is food for them. You know, I think it doesn't matter what it is.
Oh my God.
I could be biting an action figure's head off and they would come and swoop the action figure and think it's
food. Yeah, it would. I think it would want to eat it.
That's very true. I think all birds are like that. This morning, I was eating a muffin that Ethan made yesterday. It was awful. And my bird was on my shoulder and she was deathly afraid of the muffin. And then I had I was trying to feed her a bit of the muffin to see if she liked it because it had all bird-friendly ingredients in it. I'm vegan, so it's plant-based anyway. And I was biting the muffin, and then it took until I mimed biting the muffin and showing her that it was food until she wasn't afraid of it and she ate it herself. But that's just a cute story I had. But yeah, no, I don't know. I think it's highly unlikely. Not highly unlikely.
Think about it, bro.
Sticking my guns, dude. I don't think anyone fed seagull split pea soup at the beach.
You know what I think, dude? Someone went to the beach in like October and it was cold and windy. They had fucking soup, dude. They brought it from the grocery store. They got it at the soup bar. They were eating it and then they were like, oh, fuck, I can't finish this shit. And they fed it. Dude, it probably happened a couple times.
You know what I just remembered?
What?
There's a convenience store at the beach that we grew up going to.
Soup bar.
That is soup bar.
That probably happened at the beach.
And split pea soup could have been soup of the day, dude.
Could have been soup of the... It could have been SOD.
Dude, that honestly...
SOTD.
Yeah, dude. SOTD, bro. Could have been soup of the day. And honestly, that could have happened at the beach that we grew up going to.
Yeah, it could be close to you guys.
Dude, I mean, I don't know, man. What do you think, Ryan?
I think that is tough because split pea soup is very specific, but I feel like there's so many older women that just go to the beach all day. I would be shocked if one didn't have kind of soup. Wait,
okay, so you're saying that older women eat split pea soup? And I eat that shit a lot.
I would say I would associate it with older women, yeah. Yeah,
Grayson, you normally do a lot of like older people things.
I garden and
I
rake flower beds, so.
Yeah, so yeah. Ryan, you know something hasn't been done though, right? Because I'm starting to panic right here. I know I do.
Julie on Twitter, she said, I bet nobody has ever played Uno in a bathtub full of turkey gravy, which made me laugh pretty freaking hard when I read that.
Damn. Has anyone even been in a fucking bathtub full of turkey gravy?
I don't know. Someone's gravied up.
Definitely.
Someone has gravied up. See, people have been in a bathtub full thousands. Of fucking like, full of like...
10 million Orbeez.
Yeah, it's Takis and shit, like Cheetos, spicy Cheetos.
All right, someone's been in the fucking gravy tub. That was probably a thing at like a fraternity and like fucking. Dude,
someone probably wore. Someone probably like acted like a fucking turkey and went in the tub. Dude, someone said. Dude, also, I was doing that work back to throw back to the beginning of this. I was doing a workout on my Snapchat story and it was upside down, and someone sent me a tweet with my back side by side by a turkey. Which, A, I'm vegan, so don't show me that shit.
Why? You're not one with the animals?
Well, it was a.
Were you thinking about eating that turkey?
It was prepared turkey that was ready to eat. Oh, it was
prepared.
Ooh. Yes. Ethan.
Gosh. Okay. So
I have something, by the way.
Dude, Ryan always knows shit that has never been done.
Yeah, I have one. This is mine. Nobody has ever folded a pile of bootcut jeans while lifeguarding at a theme park water slide.
Dude, there's something wrong. There's something in your fucking... There's something going on in your brain, bro.
Bro, that guy...
What's going through your piece,
puts,
bro?
That guy who puts you in the fucking tube and pushes you down the slide, no way he's ever fucking folded jeans. No way. He's
never folded jeans
while doing that.
On that water slide.
There's no scenario where that person who is like probably a fucking teenager and working their first job
I thought of one.
No,
listen.
Next episode.
No. He shows up late to work. He has to put his fucking bathing suit on. He's wearing boot cut jeans. His bathing suit is under the jeans. He gets up to his workstation, takes off the jeans, folds them, and puts them in his fucking cubby.
You think he would do it in front of people, though? All in the way possible,
He has the lifeguard pants underneath the jeans.
Wow. Damn. And then he
I was getting
them.
Happy there for a second. But
Bro,
Grayson,
you made
I thought it's I had happened. It. I think it's happening, it, guys.
I don't know about a pile of, but that's a little specific. But I think someone that's a lifeguard had jeans on over their lifeguard pants, got to the job, took their pants off, and folded them up.
That's more plausible than I thought, to be honest.
All right, guys.
That's why we need you here.
So this game, NBD, is really fucking hard. As you can see, people have done everything because the world is fucked. In good and in good and bad ways. But if you can think of a way that someone has maybe beat the system and done something that has never ever been done before, or something that has never been done by anyone for that matter,
dude, the Gravy Uno thing.
Tweet us the Gravy Uno thing was close.
That was a dub. It's never happened.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, the Gravy Uno one. I could only see it happening in a college by accident, but why Uno? It was good.
That dude,
was
or if someone plays Uno in the bathtub like on their phone. And they had a little bit of
green. All right, Gray, fuck
they had
off.
A little bit of green on them.
No.
They were taking the bath to get it off of them.
You never know. The Grayson is like the one side of it where he just like I feel like you don't want us to think of one.
I don't know, man. All right, I'll give it to you. The Gravy Uno thing might have beat the system.
That's a dub.
That's a good one. I think Julie gets it. So congrats, Julie, on that.
Julie, thank you for sending that in.
And also, Julie, shout out Julie. And you know who else I'd like to shout out?
Who?
Ray? How do you spell it, Gray?
R-A-E, boom.
How the fuck how does he know every time?
Because you asked me how to spell it, and I just picked the way that's the secondary spelling.
He's pretty good at this, I'll be honest.
No, because R-A-Y is like is probably arguably the most common way to spell Ray.
Mm-hmm. Arguably, but I would argue.
He goes, how do you spell it? As if I'm going to fuck that up. I'm going to think of the second most common way to spell it, or the alternative way. What is ulterior? What the
fuck? Ulterior motives would be like different motives.
I'm so off right now.
Yeah. You know, you should just be quiet and let me explain about who this Ray is that we're talking about. Because right now it's a Ray Mysterio, because no one knows.
Shout out Ray Mysterio, though.
It is actually TVD Wesley's, and that is the Ray that I'm talking about. At TVD Wesley's on Twitter, Ray. Shout out Ray. And, this is a name that I've never really seen before.
Wait, hold up. Why'd you shout out Ray?
Oh, I shouted out Ray because simply Ray rated our podcast 5 stars and tweeted a screenshot of them doing so.
And maybe included the hashtag Deeper with the Dolan Twins in that tweet and the link to the podcast so that we knew when to shout her out or him.
Yep.
Okay. Well, shout out Ray. Love you, Ray.
And also, I would like to shout out for the same reason, actually. That's strangely enough. For the same exact reason, I would love to shout out Kina.
Kina.
I think it is Kina.
K-E-E-N-A.
Nope.
I'm wrong.
It is K-I-N-A-H.
Oh, damn. That's the fourth spelling way.
And that is Jador Ethan. J-A-D-O-R-E-E-T-H-A-N-N. Shout out, Kina.
Shout out, Kina.
Grayson, I believe you want to shout someone out.
I do. And I would love to shout out Soph.
S-O-P-H.
You just handed me the screen. You
I don't know
read
what you're
it.
About. I don't know what you're talking about.
And that's Impala Grant. Dude, Soph knows that we listen
to Tame Impala, who we talked about this episode. Dude, Soph may be a fortune teller as well.
She knows, man.
Soph, shout out to you. I want to shout you out because I love you and I'm appreciative of you and what you tweeted to get shouted out. Ava, EVA, at Matcha Bailey. Damn, I want a matcha right now. A matcha is a green caffeinated drink.
You definitely don't need any more caffeine because you've been talking in circles this whole episode.
All right, well, shout out to Matcha Bailey. Ava, I fucking love you. I fucking love you, Ava.
Hey, sorry, I love all four of you.
I got a little emotional. I'm sorry.
It's getting deeper in here.
Yep. Well, that's what it's about here on Deeper with the Dolan Twins.
So, guys, while you're quarantining, try to do that thing where you do the squats so Grayson has to post a booty pic, and then also try to do that thing where you do something good to better yourself every single day so you can go to bed satisfied. And then
you guys
also
are really great people, so that's just a bonus.
And then also watch the new video that's out right now, probably out right now. I hope it's out right now, maybe tomorrow. And then, wait, there was one more thing that I wanted to say. What could it have been? Where is my brain hiding this?
What was it?
Yeah, bro, can you just put the flashlight on my ear and just peep my brain real quick? And just try to find
it? Yeah, see if it's... It might be under your equilibrium.
I just see like a mashed potato-like substance. I don't know.
All right, well, guys, I'll remember it for next episode. But until then, I love you guys. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next Tuesday on Deeper with the Dolan Twins. Oh, here's what it was. Spread positivity, guys. Yeah. I want you guys to spread some positivity in quarantine any way you possibly can. It feels great. You know what it feels great doing? Bettering yourself and also helping other people better themselves. So spread some positivity, and I fucking love you guys.
Love y'all.
Mic down. I'm out.
Peace out, guys.
Wow, you really put the mic down.
Yeah, I really did.